Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
Say congratulations to Sherry Shepherd. She used to be on The View.
Mm-hmm.
Always a controversial show.
Yeah.
She's been named the new host of what was the Wendy Williams show.
She's the new permanent guest host.
Oh, is that what it is?
So she's not technically...
I thought Wendy quit.
No, she did. She's on medical leave.
So, I thought she said she didn't want to do the show anymore. No. It's causing her too much anxiety or something. Which, by the way, I understand.
Sure, absolutely.
It's a slog to come up with entertaining content every single day.
So the producers are going to keep an eye. She's had some health issues, so they're going to keep an eye on her health issues. If she does not return by September, they're going to rename the show the Sherry Shepherd Show. But as of right now, it's Sherry Shepherd as permanent guest host on the Wendy Williams Show.
How stressful is that, though? So that's what I read, is that yes. they're going to rename the show if Wendy doesn't come back
correct.
By the summer.
In September, though, for their next season.
Doesn't this kind of sound like she's playing games a little bit? I mean, I'm not trying to say that she's not really sick, but it makes you wonder because I have met her several times,
yes.
as have you.
Yes.
And she is difficult. She's a diva to the nth degree.
She's
not a friendly person.
No, not at all.
And number two, if they've already announced that they will rename the show and give it to Sherry if she doesn't come back in a couple months, doesn't that sound like they're like, get your act together or we're going to take your show away officially?
Yeah, that's what that sounds like. That's very stressful. And I think that's also probably hard for Sherry Shepherd, too, because she's got to host somebody else's show at this point.
There's also leaked news this morning from the news world that the... It's Robbie and Rochelle on 107.1 The Boss. Vinny is still out. Be out on leave for a while. So we're hoping for some resolution on that. Welcome to Thursday, February the 10th, 2022, gentlemen. You have just days away to purchase something nice for Valentine's Day or to put that card in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget Grandma and Mom if they're still living. God love them.
Yes.
Put it in the mail. I did that myself.
You did?
By that I mean I had Rochelle go to the store, buy some groceries, and pick up the first card she could see.
Yes.
That cost less than $5.
That's not true. I sent you photos and you picked it and approved it.
It was the first one you picked up though, wasn't it? Pretty close.
Yeah, it was.
There's nothing wrong with that. It was a perfectly fine card.
It's the thought that counts.
But now we got to actually mail it.
So. No, I mailed it.
Oh, you did that already?
You're good to go.
No kidding.
I put the stamp on it and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
She's going to know I did it because it's in my handwriting, but it's okay.
I mean, that's all right. She knows I'm lazy. We're going to talk to Laura Korn this morning, speaking of Valentine's Day. She's written a book called 101 Nights of Great Sex.
Uh-huh.
And I think I mentioned yesterday I was feeling some anxiety because you have, this is what we were talking about, you have ripped open one of the little envelopes. She has these 101 pages, the sealed pages within the book. Where you can surprise your partner, and 50 are for men and 51 are for women, whatever it is.
Yes.
And so you said that you're going to do this, and I'm nervous about it because I don't like surprises.
Right.
But anyway, we'll talk to Laura about this and maybe some tips for spicing up your, especially been married a long time.
Yeah.
Some fun Valentine's Day tips from Laura. It will be explicit, X-rated.
I don't know if it's X-rated, but yeah, I mean, you know.
So your radio might start blushing. Entirely possible. Also, listen to this. You're here on a good day. It's Thursday, so we get tipsier toddler. Mm-hmm. Lined up a fresh batch of callers here. Give us stories, and we have to determine, and you at home need to determine, this happened when they were a child that didn't know any better, or when they were a drunk-ass adult.
Right.
So that's on the way this morning. We'll do He Said,
She Said.
At 7:50. Hashtag mom. Confession. 720, 920. I was looking at the list of nominees for the Oscar Awards.
Oh, yes.
And I've actually seen... two of the movies that are nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, that's not like us.
Which is kind of unusual for me. Yeah. We saw Don't Look Up, which is kind of about the end of the world with Leo.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Bit of a satire on how media covers things. It was okay. And then we saw part of Dune, the remake of Dune.
Yes.
There's another remake, West Side Story. That's Spielberg did that. I don't know why.
That's nominated?
But it's nominated for Best Picture.
Interesting.
Belfast, Coda were on the list, and then Nightmare Alley. I thought that was a TV show, but I guess it's a movie.
Oh, okay.
I've scrolled by that on HBO.
That's what always tends to happen with the Oscars, is that I've never usually have seen any of the major pictures that are nominated. Because I always end up going to see the stupid comedies or the kids shows. Yeah,
Clifford the Big Red Dog
exactly.
was not nominated for.
Exactly. I do know Encanto is nominated, and I've got...
Yeah, Lin-Manuel has got an Oscar nomination. I think he's... I don't want to say he's overrated, but I don't know.
What?
I mean, he's fine.
Really?
But people make such a fuss about this guy. I just don't get it.
Okay. Wow, strong words.
I mean, I think he's very talented. It's not like I'm slamming the guy or anything like that. I just...
You don't get it?
It just seems like if he's attached to it, it's like they hired Beethoven or something.
Well, I mean, because it brings in a ton of money, so it's like a big deal.
I guess it's just not my thing, but that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not, again, it's fine, but I'm a theater nerd,
so he's like a little bit, you know, he's like up on a pedestal a little bit for me.
I don't think he's George Gershwin, for example.
Well, sure, but I mean, he's might be the George Gershwin of his day.
I don't think the songs are that good. They're not okay. To me, they're fine, but I don't know that they're classics the way that some of those, you know, Oklahoma song, like, you think that we don't talk about Bruno is as good as some of those classic Broadway songs?
I think that in 30 years from now that we might be, but I don't.
And as far as Disney goes, I've said this, I'm not sure that's even a great Disney song.
Wow.
I mean, even if you're not a big Disney fan, it's a small world after all. It's just as catchy.
Okay.
I have nothing against the guy.
I know. I hear you. Okay.
I don't get it.
It's not your thing.
Also, Lady Gaga, not nominated for Best Actress for that House
really?
Of Gucci.
Really?
Because there was a big fuss at the Golden Globes about her, and now nothing at the Oscars. So.
Not, that's really strange that she was nominated for that and not an Oscar.
I think she, like Madonna, at least for a while, had not gotten enough credit for being a good actress in addition to being a good singer.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I don't know if Gaga gets enough credit for being a good singer.
She's very talented.
Because she does all that weird, you know, meat dresses and that kind of thing.
I mean, she's definitely stepped away from that, which is good, but I think the fact that she did so much of it early in her career has kind of taken away from how incredible she's. Kind of like Katy Perry, the host of she does the American Idol judge, but she is a very talented singer. But she's so weird. Like, she comes out in all these mushroom dresses.
I don't get the impression that Madonna or Lady Gaga is a weird person. I think that they just know how to attract public attention.
Exactly.
By doing something outlandish.
But like you think that, Katy Perry is weird.
Yeah, I do. I do, because I've seen her interviewed.
Yeah.
We went to one of her shows.
Yes.
When we were working at a top 40 station. She's a weirdo.
She's a little strange. That's
and again, it's not a slam.
Super
she's very
talented.
Talented.
So talented.
But she's clearly, there's something going on up there.
Maybe that's why I like her so much, because I understand.
I mean, she's friends with the guy that plays Borat. What does that tell you? You know? I mean, he seems very funny. He seems like a smart guy. He's a funny guy, but he's also a little nut. You have to be a little nuts to run around as Borat. You know what I'm saying?
That little weird bathing suit he
had. So there's something just a little unhinged about these people. You don't see Tom Hanks behaving like that.
No, I guess not. There are questions about him, too, so who knows?
What are the questions about Tom Hanks?
Vinny brought up one time
that's ridiculous. Yeah, there's just like online conspiracy theories about it, but I don't believe any of that for a second.
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't either. I love Tom Hanks. You know that, but I don't know. You never know how someone is in private.
I probably should have voted for those. Every year I say I'm going to vote for those SAG awards.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to go to an award show, but we never.
I want to go to an award show. We've talked about this.
You know what is amazing? And again, this is leave it to me to think of this, but you hear celebrities talk about meeting each other at these things, right?
Uh-huh.
You would think that being a multimillionaire, a famous person, that there would be some sort of VIP treatment. There's just a bathroom like everybody else. And that would be my biggest.
Really?
Yeah. Because those things go on for like 4 hours.
They don't have like private bathrooms for that. They have to have private bathrooms from like the. Like if we were to go, we wouldn't be able to go to the same bathroom that like Tom Hanks went in.
Well, I don't know the answer to that. But what I also do know is that they see each other oftentimes. You know, they run into each other washing their hands or something.
I think
I've heard many celebrities tell a story about running into somebody in the bathroom. And then I think to myself, if I just sit through a 4-hour show, that would stress me out because I don't want to go and make conversation
in the
bathroom.
Well, I think like any profession, it's a small business. So every profession has that. You know, we say that all the time about ours. I think everybody has that. All the teachers, they all know each other. They're all part of an association.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Well, I think to myself, could I be an astronaut? No, I'd have to pee the minute I got in a suit. Could I attend the Oscars? No, I'd have to go about an hour into the ceremony. This is clearly.
Yeah, it's an issue for you.
I need some adult diapers, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
The big takeaway here, yeah. And by the way, I got an email about this because we mentioned the movie Encanto yesterday. It's Encanto, not in Encanto. I keep saying Encanto.
Right.
But apparently I'm saying it wrong. So
not anymore.
But I've been corrected. Headed into another weekend, big Valentine's Day weekend. A lot going on. Thank you for sending these into us on our page. You can always email Robbie or Rochelle. Our morning show page, 1071theboss.com, or on Facebook. The Associated Humane Society of Tinton Falls has an exit treated you like, you know? Now, they reached out to us. This was Kim reached out to us a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they wanted to let you know they're still taking $10 donations. They will write your ex's name in the litter box for a $25 donation. They'll print out a picture of your ex and let the kitties go to town, or they can provide you with a mat if you let your dog go in the house. I guess that's a thing where you can train the dog to pee on the mat.
Sure.
And, you know, run in your ex's face.
So great.
So if you have an ex that treated you like, you know, Yes. You can have your animal, you know. Your ex's face.
Mm-hmm.
Send the picture along at Associated Humane Tinton Falls on Facebook, and they get all the info there if you are interested. And why wouldn't you be, okay?
I mean...
We've teamed up with A.J. Perry Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling to say thank you to our local veterans. It's not just Veterans Day. We think about our servicemen and women. Mm-hmm. A.J. Perry is saluting veterans by giving one, a veteran or active military personnel, a chance to win a brand new heating cooling system. For details, go to 1071theboss.com. Runners-up, by the way, receive $250 Home Depot gift cards.
Oh, wow.
So that's right on our homepage, and it's a great way to say thanks to our local men and women here around the Garden State who have served or are serving. And you can join us for a big game tailgate on Sunday night before the big game. 107.1 The Boss is going to be on tour at the Cabin in Freehold starting at 4 o'clock. Great prizes to win, spin the wheel, have a brew.
Yeah.
And enjoy a little tailgate and a little fun before we get down to business for the big game Sunday night. More on that in the event page, 107.1theboss.com. Just a couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning. I got forwarded a story. And I'll tell you this, might be my favorite gig I've ever had, my favorite show I've ever hosted, because I really, truly enjoy working with the big, big boss, the guy that owns the place.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great guy.
Absolutely.
And he is a character, and it amuses me that he saw this online and went, I'm going to send this to Robbie. This makes me think of him. He forwarded me a story. There's a university study from Aston University, which I think is in England. And the story is from the Daily Mail, which is the big London newspaper.
Okay.
This is the inside of your car is dirtier than the average public toilet seat.
Ew. Really?
Yeah. Apparently, they did a little swab of toilet seats in airports and restaurants, that kind of thing. And then they did a swab of 360 cars' steering wheels, the gear change, seat itself, the dash, and all of that. And they found that when measuring levels of bacteria, Escherichia bacteria, facial bacteria, fecal matter, mud, and dirt, they found that cars, the interior of a car, generally dirtier than a public toilet seat. Again, I love the fact that our big boss saw this story and thought of me.
I wonder if...
Thought of us.
Does it say in this story if the car is one that belongs to people with children or not?
Because... No, it doesn't specify. It just says they picked 360 random participants in this study.
I was going to say, because if you have children, the car's definitely gross. Like, it just... Kids are gross.
No, I mean, I don't. Again, I don't have the details of the study, but I would hope for balance. I would hope, as scientific researchers, that they picked a pristine, you know, high-end Lexus or something or other.
Yeah.
And then a college student driving around a dilapidated Escort. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Just so they got, and yeah, and a minivan with a bunch of kids running in and out, so they were able to get. And I'm sure that is true. If you have kids that play on a soccer team, of course you're going to have more dirt.
Well, and they've got snacks, and they pick their nose, and they're just gross. Like, kids are just gross, let's be honest. But
although we are much more lackadaisical, and I have said this before, you and I have had arguments about this.
Yeah.
We as parents, and parents in general today, much more lackadaisical than years ago.
Oh, 100%.
As a matter of fact, I think there's something with the baby boomer parents. You know, parents of my parents' generation. My parents are both born in the 40s, right?
Sure.
So that generation, more intense than my grandparents. Or maybe it's because we were the grandkids. Because I can tell you, I remember riding with Graham in her 69 Chevy Malibu, and there were wrappers in the back seat and that
of
little cigarette.
Oh my gosh, yes. I always had
a little cigarette holder. The ceiling had crayon on it.
Uh-huh.
And in Graham's car, no problem. If I had done that in my mother's car, she'd have been like, go walk.
That's the difference between parents and grandparents, though. I mean, I will grant you that, yes, we are more lackadaisical than your parents, but I think that if the kids...
I don't think it's just us. I think most parents today go, well, they're just being kids.
Sure. Sure. I don't think that my parents certainly never did that to me.
I feel like your mother would have broken your legs if you made a mess of her car.
Oh, 100%.
Right.
Was not,
so there's something with the grandparents and today's parents in between some real hard asses. You know what I'm saying?
But I do think that, like, when your parents were a kid, their upbringing was like that. It's just when you become a grandparent.
So it's a grandparent thing.
I
say this with love. Our big, big boss is probably getting close to grandparent age, right?
Yeah.
I would be curious what the interior of his car is.
I do kind of wonder.
I'll bet you it's very messy.
I don't know. Who knows?
Just kidding. We love you. Please don't fire us.
I do know that, like, he was talking about going and bringing his grandkids gifts and stuff. And my grandparents, I remember my dad telling me that my grandmother, when he was in trouble, would tell him to go outside outside and pick his stick from the willow tree that she was going to use on him, okay? Like, so he's been terrified of willow trees his whole life. But my grandmother, when I was little, gave me a bottle of chocolate milk. So I think it's just a grandparent thing.
But was this true in the car as well, that they would be, if you made a mess?
I could do whatever. Well, my grandma wasn't allowed to drive because she once parked a car sideways into the garage, but that's a whole nother story.
You want to know a... Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, but...
You want to know another one that stands out? Now, I wouldn't spend as much time with my father because he was busy working all the time. You know? And fathers were not home. That was the... When dad gets home, my mother was of the generation where she stayed home with the kids and he went to work, right?
Right.
And so she'd do the, when he gets home, you're going to be in trouble. But occasionally, dad would take you for a ride. And this is a big day when you're a little boy. You want to hang out with dad, right?
Sure.
So I remember he got a brand new car. Now, it wasn't a fancy car per se, but it was a nice car. And he said, I'm going to take you for a little ride. Let's go get some ice cream, because he happened to buy it in the summer. Don't you know that I spilt the ice cream on the seat? My cone fell on his seat.
No.
The first day, he had that chocolate ice cream stain for the next 6 years he had that car.
Oh, my gosh.
Never lived it down.
Yeah. Probably not even now. I bet if I asked him about it, he would know.
Oh, I'm sure he would be livid about it. And like I'm saying, it wasn't like it was a fancy car either. Like, but he's driving his Aries K and he's that upset.
But the difference is, if Grayson went into his car and did the same thing.
Now?
He would not be upset.
I don't know about that.
I don't think he'd like it. I don't think he'd like it. But
I'll tell you one thing. If I did it now, he'd still be pretty off of me. He would not care for that. And neither would our big boss.
That's true.
Well, here you go. Time for Tipsy or Toddler. I love this. We do this every Thursday. It's become a Thirsty Thursday tradition. Mm-hmm. These are great stories. We've lined up some callers here. We got a couple of lines hanging on. They have a story, an experience, a memory, and it's up to us to determine, up to you to determine, listening at home, the audience at home, did this happen to them when they were just a little child, a toddler that didn't know any better, or when they were a tipsy drunk adult? Tipsy or toddler. Let's start on line number two.
While walking down the aisle with over 200 guests at the wedding, I ripped a loud one that echoed through the church.
Wow.
I sincerely hope you were a toddler.
I feel like we've had a couple calls like this before in the past.
Yeah, I did.
I can't remember if it was tipsy or toddler or not.
That's...
You're not the first farting member of the bridal party we've heard of.
Like, you can't just hold it in. It's got to be a toddler.
I think she was a little kid who was a flower girl or something like that. Are we right?
I was a little kid.
Okay.
I was the flower girl at my cousin's wedding. And at the time, I was 4 and we didn't realize I was lactose intolerant. I had a big bowl of cereal for breakfast and the milk did me in.
Well,
it's still talked about to this day. And I'm now 25.
Well, there you go. And you'll probably have it talked about for the rest of all time.
Yep.
Unless they get divorced, in which case maybe not. So.
Wow.
Anyone, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded husband?
Gross. Wow.
Hi there.
I did a baseball slide that ended up taking out a display at the grocery store.
Wow. I hope you're working at the grocery store. I'm going to say you were drunk on the job.
I hope so.
I'm probably wrong.
I'm going to go toddler, but I hope that you were a drunk adult because that's very funny.
I was still drunk the next morning. It was January 1st a few years back, and we had all partied all night. And next morning, we went to restock the supply, and when we got to the grocery store, I, for whatever reason, decided I would show off my baseball slide in the produce aisle and ended up taking out a display of black-eyed peas.
Leave
or deal with the cops.
Wow.
There goes Nolan Ryan right there taking out the vegetables.
It's amazing.
Tipsy or toddler. Hi there, line two.
I had a wardrobe malfunction
in
a room full of kindergarten.
I'm going to say you were an adult.
A drunk adult, though? Why would you mean a room full of kindergartners when you're a drunk adult?
Because you're a drunk adult.
I'm going to go.
You're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I hope you're a toddler.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh!
My sister invited me to my niece's first school play. And I had been day drinking. It was winter and cold where I lived at the time. So when I got to the school that evening, I had on a hoodie. And when I went to take it off, apparently, I grabbed more than the hoodie. And everything just came up right in the middle of the auditorium.
Oh, well, my gosh.
Yeah, there's the girls.
There they are.
All right, I'm told we have one more. This is another story involving nudity.
Okay.
This is line two.
Okay, so I got a good one here. I ran out into the living room naked at a birthday party.
Okay. At a birthday party.
That's all he says. Okay, that's it.
Well, we do coach these people to try and fool us. You know that, right?
I know. I realize that, but I'm just saying.
You know how the show is produced? Because you're sitting here every day.
I do understand, but I didn't know if there was more to that story. Running out naked at a birthday. I'm going to go drunk adult. I mean, I've done that before, so let's be honest.
No, hang on a second. Have you done that before?
No.
You've run out naked at a birthday party?
No.
What happened?
No.
Okay.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so... we were in college, and my roommate threw this huge party, and I clearly had like maybe one too many, and so like I went to lay down in the bathroom, you know, on the tile because it's nice and cold. It's what you do.
Sure.
And when I woke up, I decided, you know, it's time to take a shower, time to like sober up, you know. And I was thinking like it was the next day, and like everyone left and whatever, but I ran to the laundry room to get a towel, only to walk into a room full of people. The party's still going strong. Well, not my best moment.
Well, that's less embarrassing than mine, honestly. So,
especially because he was on the cold tile.
Right.
Probably doesn't bode well for the display that he showed. Whoops. Tipsy or toddler? I got, I mentioned earlier, our big boss sends us stuff from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Sends stories that he thinks might be of interest.
Yeah.
Our friend Outlaw Pete sent me a story here. This is nuts. There's a woman whose body has been discovered. Unfortunately, she is deceased.
Oh, no.
She's from Lake Como, Italy.
Okay.
She was sitting in a chair, elderly person, and believed to have died of natural causes. Here's the catch, the kicker, the stinger. He passed away in 2019. She lived on a massive property by herself. Passed away in the chair and was only recently discovered. Once she was brought in, the medical examiner believes she passed away almost 3 years ago.
That's awful. That's awful.
And you know, here's, as with everything, I immediately make this about me in my head, right?
Of course you do.
Because I have had a fear of this myself, that if something were to happen to me, how long would it be until I was discovered, you know?
Yeah. This is half the reason you got married.
Sure. And this is most of the reason you want to have kids. You want to make sure somebody doesn't let you die in a chair by yourself.
Yeah, that's unbelievably sad.
And
really,
I have to say this, as much as I love him and I feel like he does love me, I think Rick the cat would eat me if I died. I really do.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I feel like if he, you know, he'd jump on top and he'd check and poke and he'd be somewhat concerned at first.
Yeah.
Then he'd get over it.
And once he gets hungry,
then a couple of days would go by with the food bowl being empty and then he would eat my toes. That's what I think.
Really? What would he do other than that? It's not like he could call 911.
Hello. This is a funny thing. If you have a pet, do you ever think to yourself, oh, my pet would like this, let me text them? Oh, that's right, they're an animal, they don't have a phone and they don't know how to text even if they did, because it happens to me all the time.
I have to be honest with you, I've never thought that, but I, you know, it makes me really happy that you have. That's never been a thought. That's, let me text Rick the cat. Like, that's,
well, I spend a lot of time with him.
I think, let me text my husband, maybe the kids, maybe my mother.
Well, I text all of you as well. But,
but I also want to text Rick.
I wish we could text her. I'd text him right now.
Hey, Rick, would you eat me if I died?
If you had to text Rick right now, what would you text him if you were just going to check in on him?
Stop scratching that. Under the assumption that he's scratching something.
See, I'd love to text and say, what are you up to, buddy? And then he can send a cat selfie.
Well, you have a camera in the house. He just keeps knocking it down.
Yeah, he knows exactly what he's doing, too.
Yeah, he knocks it right down.
Also, I'd like to mention Lake Como is where George Clooney and Amal have their big summer property.
Oh, yeah. They didn't notice this their villa?
Many people are saying, I don't know if it's true. Maybe George killed the old lady. We don't know.
Stop it.
We have no idea.
Don't say
but
that.
But it did happen. Who knows, right? You know, these things happen. George kills a guy, you know. Didn't vote for me, but that's okay.
Wow.
I wasn't doing anybody. That was not an impression of anybody in particular.
No, not at all.
Time for hashtag mom. Let's fly right through these, shall we? We search that hashtag. We hear from moms. We talk about moms here every morning at 7:20 and 9:20 like this.
Ellie Kendall said, parenting is so hard, but so rewarding. Like this morning, I told my 3-year-old, I love you, honey. And she looked at me with her sweet little face and said, I don't love you. I only love daddy. And dinosaurs.
I'll tell you what movie I like is Leatherheads. I thought it was a monster with a leather head. In fact, it was about old football. Very interesting. I like that George Clooney movie.
at Ordinary also said...
Also, these men talking to goats... Do we know what the goats are saying? Can the goats text? They think they can. Some people say they can. Some people say I'm crazy. But what are you going to do?
Parenting involves spending a lot of money on phone chargers. And I didn't really anticipate this. I've spent $800 on phone chargers over the last 3 years.
Where are you buying your phone chargers? What? They're like $20, aren't they?
How many phone chargers are you buying?
Oh, my goodness.
I wonder if they have a dog that's chewing theirs or a cat.
Yeah, or a cat that texts. You never know.
$800. Whoa. Tammy Hawkins said, my seven-year-old told me that my hair looks like I have thousands of spider webs coming out of my head. How's your day going?
How funny is Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Batman movie with George Clooney? He makes puns because it's gold. Very funny. I like that movie.
Okay.
Very funny.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's like, oh, I'm Arnold. That's who I am. I get a kick out of that guy. I'd fire him, though.
I like how you're doing all these impersonations all at once, but all of them to me sound like you're trying to do Paul. That's all I hear.
Paul McCartney?
Yeah, because I
That's
hear,
what your takeaway was?
You know.
I wasn't doing Paul McCartney.
But you're doing the Trump thumbs, but you go, you know.
Well, maybe the two are more similar than you thought.
You know.
How's that for blowing your mind? She loves you, yeah, yeah.
You know.
You never know. What was that? Oh, yeah, that was hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Thanks for staying in touch with us. Our podcast, streaming everywhere, Robbie and Rochelle. You can find us on all the socials. We have our own Facebook page. You can follow us on 107.1, the boss page. We'd love to connect either way. A couple of things trending this morning we thought you needed to know to be in the know. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five old big old trending stories from number five to number one. We'll go 5-1 today, shall we? Countdown. Okay. Number five, listen to this woman. She's sitting at the computer doing an online questionnaire for a job interview. Mm-hmm. I guess they sent her the link and she has to go through and do all of this. What she doesn't realize is that this is being recorded as she goes through and does the test. And so her potential employer is going to see her mocking this questionnaire that she's going through. And then she realizes that about halfway through.
So the question is, stupid, cheesiest question I've ever read in my life. All right. What is your impression of SkyWest company culture and how does that resonate with you?
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it was recording.
We ain't getting that job.
Well, she was posting. It sounded like a Instagram or a Snapchat or something anyway.
Yeah.
So. You are fired. You are fired like a heart attack.
Wow.
Move on.
Awkward.
Number four, you've apparently been buttering bread incorrectly for your entire life. Etiquette expert. Mm-hmm. I don't know what qualifies this person as an etiquette expert. Dr. Clinton Lee says you should be doing this.
What we should do, take the bread, take the entire piece of butter, place it onto your plate. This is where the saying comes from, breaking bread. So you break the bread to small pieces, mouth size, bit of butter, butter it, perfect, and that's how it should be done.
So you're supposed to do it piece by piece. You know what? Shut up. Eat the bread however you like, however makes you happy, okay?
That's fair.
I mean, don't be a slob. Don't be disgusting while you eat. You don't be sticking your fingers up your nose while you're eating your bread, but just shut up, okay?
Why would you stick your fingers in your nose while you're eating bread?
Well, why do you have to go and release a video?
I think it's just proper etiquette.
Who's paying this guy to be an etiquette expert?
Do you know I went to etiquette school when I was a kid?
I did know that.
So I learned all of this
stuff.
Did you
have a teacher that was
a
British guy like that?
He wasn't British. He was American, but I did. I had an etiquette teacher when I was a kid because my stepdad was crazy.
Hello, I'm Gary from Wisconsin. We here to butter the bread. The Bears. A little bit different, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Fold your napkin to the right, and then we'll have some chili dogs. Wisconsin. Number three, there's a zoo in the UK. Speaking of British, this is Today in Monkey News. They have hired a Marvin Gaye impersonator to perform inside the monkey enclosure because their monkeys are running the risk of not furthering their population if they can't get them to mate.
Wait.
So they hired a Marvin Gaye impersonator. I am not making this up.
To like set the mood?
That's right.
Amazing.
Get it, monkey? Oh, yeah. That's right. He's singing Let's Get It On. He's dressed like it's 1975 Marvin Gaye.
Did it work?
Apparently, it did not work.
Monkeys were not into it.
They say they were looking for creative ways to encourage the female and male monkeys to mate, and monkeys, like people, often respond to sexy music.
Really? What's that song? What's that song where they do it like they do on the Discovery Channel?
Yeah.
They should have got that guy in.
Can you imagine? Well, he's probably available.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, poor Marvin Gaye is dead, but they probably could have gotten those people. What goes on at this zoo where they go, I say, Governor, you know what we do to get the monkeys to mate? We hire a Marvin Gaye impersonator. What is wrong with these people?
I like it.
What we should do.
Yeah.
Take the bread.
Uh-huh.
Take the entire piece of butter.
Entire piece of butter.
Place it onto. This is where the saying comes from. Breaking the bread.
Okay, well, now I've got it. You know, the more I listen to that, the more soothing it gets.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Here you go. Number three, or is this number two? I'm always confused going backwards or forward.
I don't know.
But anyway, it's the fourth story total. Uh-huh. After winning $1.4 million on Jeopardy, Amy Schneider has quit her day job. You're goddamn right she has.
Good for her.
That is the correct move
right.
You win $1.4 million, you become a little mini 15 minutes of fame on television.
Uh-huh.
You quit your day job.
She's going to ride that out the rest of her life.
And here's the deal. If we somehow won $1.4 million and nobody knew about it, I might come in for a few days.
Yeah.
You know, I come in here, play all my favorite songs, do whatever I want, act real obnoxious, and then be like, oh, really? I'm fired? Because I quit. You know what I'm saying?
You would?
But I don't know. But Amy's on TV, so everybody knows she won the money.
Right.
So all she has to do is just come and be like, yeah, so I'm goodbye, right?
Do we know what she did before?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, okay. I just wonder if it's a job where she was dealing with the public or something, if that makes a difference.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that she was an etiquette expert.
What we should do.
Yep.
Take the bread.
Okay.
Take the entire piece of butter.
Piece of butter. There you go. And lastly here, number five or number one, depending which way you've been counting, in a new survey on Super Bowl snacks, Bengals fans are more interested in salsa and buffalo chicken dip, while Rams fans, LA fans, are into spicy snacks and guacamole.
Ew!
So I feel like by default here, you would be an LA fan.
I feel like by default, I need to have a party where there's both kinds of fans coming to one place.
Hey, eat it all.
And we just eat it all.
Set up the buffet table,
right,
baby.
Because that's what the Super Bowl is for me.
Perfect.
Yep.
And that's how it should be done.
That is how it should be done. Set up that whole buffet table. Thank you, etiquette expert, Dr. Clinton Lee. All right, world famous celebrity birthday file this Thursday. Emma Roberts, that's Julia's niece.
Yep.
She's 31 today. Elizabeth Banks, hosts that show Press Your Luck. She's 48. Laura Dern, from Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Beck. He used to be a radio DJ right up the road here in New Haven.
Yeah,
you know?
Yep.
He's 58 today. Mark Spitz, former Olympian, 72. Roberta Flack celebrates today. I didn't realize she was 85.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went to see. I introduced a concert that she was playing not that long ago. I would never have guessed she was 85. You sang her song, Killing Me Softly, for some talent competition.
I did.
Aren't you a big fan of hers?
I am a big fan of hers.
Was it for a talent competition?
It wasn't a talent competition. It was a kamikaze karaoke, and I went up there trying to do the Roberta Flack version, and they played the Fugees version, which I did not know
the
at the time.
Hip-hop version?
Yes.
This is not right. This is not right. Also, Natalie Wood murderer, Robert Wagner.
Wow.
Allegedly.
The murderer is one of you.
Uh-huh.
92 today. Today's National Umbrella Day and National Cream Cheese Brownie Day.
Okay.
What? Where do I get one of those?
I don't know, but I'm taking now.
You could forget the Super Bowl snacks.
It's He Said, She Said with Robbie and Rochelle.
Man, I like this. You pull out the yearbook off the shelf. You haven't looked at it in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a famous person? Was there a famous person who went to your high school? And double your money if there's somebody that you attended school with.
I don't think I attended school with, not the years I graduated, anyone who was actually famous. But I did have people graduate from my high school.
There are notable alumni from your school?
Yes. Yeah. So if you go like on the Wikipedia page, there's an Olympic swimmer.
Oh, so Rochelle
from 1981.
Rochelle has sent me a screenshot of the Wikipedia page for her school.
Yeah.
And she is listed among the notable alumni. I'm going to go ahead and guess that you added that in yourself.
No.
That's so fantastic.
No.
Can you do that for me as well?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
You just have to have a source. So as long as you source it, you can add whoever you want.
So there's a swimmer, Olympic swimmer.
There's an Olympic swimmer, John. What did you say his last name was? He's a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox now. Schreiber.
John Schreiber.
He graduated from my school in 2012.
Okay.
And grew up in my area. So.
Well, that's great.
You know, that's it though. There's three.
Whereas
names.
You grew up in Detroit. There are a lot of famous people from Detroit.
Oh yeah, all kinds.
And all kinds of show business and sports and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
There are a couple of famous people that went to my school. Somewhat famous people.
Who do you know of any?
There's a guy named Josh Schwartz who is the producer of Gossip Girl and the OC.
That's cool.
If you're into piano music, classical music, there's a kid who's just a year ahead of me named Nico Muley went to my school.
Didn't Gloria Vanderbilt go to your school?
I don't know. Is it possible? She's like 110 years old. That's Anderson Cooper's mother.
Yeah,
the lady
yeah.
with the jeans.
I'm pretty sure she went to your school. Okay. She graduated from there.
Well, I mean,
super cool.
Are you implying that I would have known Gloria Vanderbilt? She was born in like 1890. Okay.
No, but
maybe not 1890. But you know what I'm saying.
I would think that's a very big name. You would know if that name went to your school. Like if you had someone.
I mean,
that
now that
famous.
You're saying it, vaguely, yeah. But I mean, that was at least 50 years well, before I went to school.
Implying
okay?
that you went to school with Gloria Vanderbilt.
Well, I'm just a little sensitive. All right.
I would think there might be a plaque or something up that said that she went to your school.
Not that
I
recall.
Know.
Not that okay. I recall. They should be impressed that I went to the school. You know what? We had a school radio station there.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of have mentioned this a few. Now, I have never given money to the school.
Well, this is why you don't have a plaque.
But I have kept in touch with a few people over the years who were there, and I don't want a plaque. I thought that they should name the broadcast facility after me.
You got to donate to get that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but they should do it anyway. They should
why?
Do it as an honor.
Just because?
Yes, because I'm a big alumni.
Mm-hmm.
If your kid wants to be in radio, there's no one else there that did it seriously after doing it for fun in school. But look at me with my own show.
They want a $10,000 check for them to name it after you. I'm just letting you know. That's how that works.
But they might get other $10,000 donations if it's like, wow, my son is broadcasting from the Robbie Bridges studio.
Well, maybe you can call up Gloria Vanderbilt and ask her to write a check
Gloria
on behalf
Vanderbilt
of your...
Gloria Vanderbilt is
dead. I'm just saying.
You cold-hearted son of a bitch.
Get her to donate in your name.
Call up Anderson Cooper, though.
There you go.
Yo, Coop.
He's not going to answer your
silver
call.
Silver Fox.
He is a Silver Fox.
How you doing? I need a high school radio station named after me.
Goals.
Yeah, that is goals.
That's
you know, I'm not kidding at all. You know that,
oh,
right?
I know you're not.
You're a famous person from your school that you went to school with. High school, college.
Sure.
Did you go to school when they were also attending?
Mm-hmm.
That's your he said.
She said.
We're going back into your books today. Talking about famous alumni, schoolmates. From your school, whether it was where you went to college, your high school, maybe your junior high school, maybe it was your nursery school.
Yeah.
You know? You think about the, I know it's not a school, but you think about the Mickey Mouse Club,
mm-hmm.
and you see all the famous people, Brittany,
sure.
Christina, Ryan Gosling, they all knew each other when they were little kids because they were on that show. So the same sort of thing. Maybe you all went to the same preschool together or whatever the deal is. Is there a famous person or persons who went to your school, went to your college? Did you attend when they were attending at the same time? It was years before you were there, years since.
Shelly said Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds is a great
That's
answer.
That's super fun. Jacob said, I graduated with Rob Van Winkle, a.k.a. Vanilla Ice, at Turner School in Texas. He was a really nice guy.
I'm sure he was.
And Maggie said, Meryl Streep, Mountaineers, class of 66.
There he is. There's Burt Reynolds.
That's a great laugh.
I knew he had that somewhere.
And do we know where Burt Reynolds went to school?
I think he's from Michigan, like you.
Is he?
Something like
that.
I
feel like we got to look it up.
All right, you look that up. We'll go grab caller number two.
Adrian Gonzalez. He's a famous baseball player.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome.
Did he play baseball in high school, too?
Yeah, he did, apparently. That's where they got him. So I just remember hearing all the big fuss about it.
Yeah, that's how that works, usually. They scout them.
I guess it'd be real funny if he was just in the math team. And
he happened to have that ability.
Happened to decide to go into baseball, yeah. Let's go back to line one.
So I grew up in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and the keyboardist for Phish, Paige McConnell, I think their name is, he went to my high school.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
We find out where Burt Reynolds went to school? No, we're still working on that. Our crack team of investigative reporters.
College, he went to Florida State University.
Well, there you go.
So I don't know what high school he went to, but Florida State University.
Is there a famous person or persons you went to school with or who at least attended your school before you or after you? That's your he said.
She said.
Or your answer's coming up.
It's he said. She said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Well, this is fun today. And by the way, if you do have a famous person who went to your school, your college, whatever it is, and you have the yearbook that they are also in.
Oh, yeah.
Please show us that picture.
Yes,
if
please.
If you're going to send us a text or post on Facebook, if you have it handy, we would love to see that. So that's what we're talking about today. Famous alumni you went to school with. Maybe you consider yourself to be a famous alumni.
Gail said Tina Fey at Upper Derby in Pennsylvania?
Upper Darby, I think.
Darby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Will said, my sister-in-law, before she married my brother, went to college at Glenville State with Channing Tatum in early 2000.
Well, Hello.
I like how he said before she married my brother. Like, maybe they dated.
Well, I hope so for her sake.
Julia said, I graduated from the same high school as Brad Pitt. My media teacher told me he was a major douchebag.
He pretty much looked the same. I've happened to have seen his high school picture.
Uh-huh.
It's like Leo DiCaprio looked such a dweeb when he went to school.
Yeah, he was a little nerdy.
And some of these people just looked so much different than they did. When they get a few bucks, you look a heck of a lot better. You know what I'm saying?
Leo has the same face, though, but he was a little, you know, he was a little...
He looked dweeby.
I've always been a fan of Leo, but I'll... Okay.
I'm not a fan of his work, but he looked a little dweeby when
he
was
12
years old.
Brad Pitt has always looked like Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
He just really has.
He was walking around a little five-year-old body with a Brad Pitt head.
That's why he was a douchebag. He knew it.
All right, can we go to line three?
Well, they didn't go to my high school when I went there, but they would always talk about him going to high school there, the older generation, maybe like the class after me. But Leonardo DiCaprio.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Leo. I always hear stories about him.
Leo.
Was he the Casanova in those days as well, from what you heard?
I think because he was on that TV show Growing Pains.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he, and then he was... I don't know. I don't really know, but I just know people that like went to school with him that they would talk about him when I would go to the same high school after he had graduated. So.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
I don't know that we can top that one.
Famous people went to the school you went to. That's a way to put it. We'll keep those going if you want to text us. Send us a picture if you can. Or also on our Facebook, running a little graphic there. He said.
She said.
We thought this would be fun as we're heading toward Valentine's Day. There's a book that's been recommended by everybody from USA Today to Good Housekeeping to Goop. That's Gwyneth Paltrow's website. Over 1 million copies have been sold, and there's a new or a fairly new edition, a 2020 edition, and that's the one I'm looking at right now. New York Times bestselling author Laura Korn, the author of 101 Nights of Great Sex, Secret Sealed Seductions for Fun, Loving Couples. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Wow. Introduce me anytime.
Listen, for a small fee, I'll travel anywhere you'd like me to, and I'd be happy to.
You send me the tape of you doing that?
Yeah.
Just tape wherever I go. Thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome, man. This must feel pretty good. Over 1 million copies of this book since it was first published have been sold, and like I say, there's all sorts of different sources. You know, loving the advice you give couples. So, tell us a little bit about this book for someone that is seeing it on the shelf. How do you describe it?
Well, I mean, when you first got it, right, I'm really curious. You probably were scratching your head a little bit going, wait, you can't read this book. The pages are stuck together.
Yeah.
What did you guys think? Come on, Michelle.
I read the entire introduction, and I was on about page 11 before I realized that the next page that I turned over was a challenge page, and you could not necessarily read what was on the actual page until you ripped it out. So I was a little confused, but having read the introduction, I kind of understood where you were going with it. It was supposed to be that something interactive and something fun to do with a partner. Am I getting that right?
So really the way I describe it is there are 101 sealed envelopes in the book. So kind of like the Academy Award of Sex, where you go, can I have the envelope, please?
Yes.
You know, and when you're right there and you see that envelope and you're like, ooh, mm-hmm. I want to know what's inside the envelope. So imagine 101 sealed envelopes in a book, and 50 are for his eyes only, and 50 are for her eyes only. And each envelope has a name. Like the velvet tongue, honey lingus, up against the wall, and
don't forget Wow Wow Wow. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, we have to talk about Wow Wow Wow.
Yeah.
That is for his eyes only.
Oh.
Seduction. So going back to how the book works, and also what's cool about the envelopes, at the bottom of each sealed envelope, there are little icons. So if it has a dollar sign, it means that costs $10. If it has a car, that means you're going somewhere. Like a mask means there are toys involved. So those little icons, and not all the envelopes have icons. You could do it right away. It gives you a little hint before you rip it out, right, that, you know, what's in store. So the concept is, and what has made it so popular, and it's almost 2 million copies that have been sold.
Wow.
Is that you flip through the book as a couple, and you guys would be great. You just flip through the title. You don't start at number one. You could, And you go, honey, what's this velvet tongue? I think I would love you to rip that one out. And so you both rip out an envelope. And so, here's where it begins. The minute you rip out an envelope, you've made a promise to your partner that you are going to seduce them and surprise them sometime in the next week or two. That's it.
Okay. So a couple of things here. Do you want us to do this right now?
So, Laura, I should let you know. So we got this book in the mail the other day.
Yeah.
And you were, thank you so much for sending, you sent us two copies. So I took one home and we left one here at the studio.
Awesome.
And I was sitting on the couch and I said, so do you think we can open one of these? And Robbie's like, no, I don't think so. I don't know if we should do that.
Well, listen, Laura, don't get the wrong idea. I'm not a prude at all. At least I don't think. And I enjoy a little hot loving as much as the next guy. But I'm just, I think this must be a dude thing. Is that Rochelle got it right away. She knew what we're going for. And for me, it was just like, well, there's, you know, there's just what you do and that's it. And I'm not creative. I don't think of these things necessarily. There's just, you know, let's just go right to it. And I understand that there probably needs to be more than that sometimes. And that's the whole idea here is for men to put a little thought into it as opposed to just, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, we're always looking for the creativity.
And this is where I struggle. This is where I struggle. So.
And you're really struggling opening that page, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. Even if I'm not that creative, right? You know, it's like, I don't need no book.
Well, it's not even that. I just feel silly. Like, you know, I know there are men that dress up and this kind of stuff. And like, I just feel kind of like a big dope, but I guess I shouldn't, right?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing I really emphasize. Inside the envelope is like, it's like a recipe, right?
Yeah.
There's a recipe that has ingredients. And I can tell you this, the whole fun of the book is adding your own ingredients. And the cool thing is you've made a promise to seduce her and she will never know what part of whatever you did. It could be the smallest thing. You could just go in with a new tongue technique. You know, I mean, I have a lot of oral. It just is something you'd never think about. And it's little. It's not, I'm not having you swing from the chandelier and dress up. That's not what this is. These are like little maneuvers, you know, things you would never think of. And the cool thing is she never knows what, if it came from you or from the book.
Mm.
So you get all the credit.
That's I feel like I'll know if it comes from the book, Laura. I got to be honest.
But I mean, you're going to have sex and you might as well think, wow, there's going to be something really cool inside this envelope. And she is going to be grinning from ear to ear.
All right,
you will never see Rochelle happier. I promise you that.
I'm going to go ahead and I will agree that at some point I will use the, we talked about earlier, the wow, wow, wow. Now, which envelope are you going to take here?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, are you a guy of science?
Meaning, do I believe in science? Yeah, of course, sure.
Okay, this actually, wow, 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 is actually about a thing that's called the wow, wow effect. Do you know what that is?
I don't know.
Okay, so... do you know what constructive interference is?
No, I mean, again, this is why I feel like a dope when it comes to these things. Laura. No, I do not know. No.
Well, it's the only reason why I bring that up is inside the envelope, I give you the science behind why this is such an amazing experience.
Huh.
And it's based on this wah-wah effect. But Rochelle, let me ask you this. Do you use toys?
I have, yes.
Okay, so you have a couple of, do you have a vibrator?
I do.
Okay, there you go. Well, then, wow, 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 it's got your name written all over it. That's all I'm going to tell
okay.
you.
Okay. See, I thought when she said you believe in science, she's like, it involved me wearing a mask. That's what I figured.
So you always think the worst. It's not.
I mean, this is going to be Rochelle. Wow. Oh, my God. Thank you, Laura.
Yeah. Right.
Because calling my name out.
Amazing.
Because I'll be having a little. All right. Now, we're already running a little short on time here, Laura. But before we let you run, yes. I understand that you play a couple's version of Family Feud. And we were enticed to ask if you might be willing to play with us here.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, well, you know, I'm going to do this one. So, all right. There is a formula for great sex. You can always use this formula for great sex if you can fill in the blank. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask both of you. Blank plus blank equals great sex. I'm going to ask Rochelle to start first.
Oh, boy. Blank plus blank equals great sex. I guess I would say chemistry plus nudity equals great sex.
That's a good answer. I feel like with a good answer. Good answer.
Is it on the board? No.
Oh, dang it.
No cigar.
Dang it.
Good. There's no wrong answers. Okay, Robbie, you're up.
Same question?
Same question.
Wine and a smile.
He's easy to please.
By the way, you know what, Rochelle? I asked 1,000 men, what makes a woman beautiful? And like 75% of the men said the same thing. Robbie just said it, actually.
A great smile or wine?
Smile. Yeah, it's going to be a great smile.
But the wine helps, right?
I feud on another question that I didn't answer. I just thought I would tell you. No, okay. Anyway, I love that. I love both your answers. There's no, but the answer is, now we're talking about great sex and we're really talking about long-term relationships, right? That's the million-dollar question for long-term passion. That's the million-dollar question. How do you keep passion alive, you know, in long-term relationships? It is the million-dollar question. So, so this is the recipe. Anticipation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That moment where you've told Rochelle you're planning something for Saturday night, right? Like, Rochelle, I've got Saturday night. I've got a plan. Wear that beautiful cocktail dress. We're going out. I've got a plan. So now she has all week to think about Saturday night. Right? That's anticipation. That's how you use anticipation.
Sure.
In a long-term relationship.
Sure.
Because a man with a plan will always win a lady's hand. And you have to be assertive. Right? What?
I like that. I like that. A man with a plan will always win a lady's hand.
It's so true. And you have to think, Robbie, there's 50 seductions in this book. And that means you have 50 plans.
Mm.
And you're going to take action. And you're going to be, I'm sorry, I hate to use this word in this politically correct world, but you're going to be the alpha male. you're going to take care of stuff. You're in charge.
And yeah, I would agree with that.
And so anticipation can be used in a, you know, like you're, like think about anticipation in your favorite show that you watch or going to a concert. That's what entertainment, that's the entertainment business. It's built on anticipation. The one thing missing in relationships, long-term relationships, is using anticipation to get your partner excited.
Mm.
And so that's what anticipation is. The other one is creativity, is trying new things. So you build up the anticipation, and then when you finally surprise your partner, you've done something different. You've really, you know, we're always looking for the creativity behind the effort. And it's not that hard to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the book is called 101 Nights of Great Sex. Laura Korn, we went a little over time, but it was so great having you on. Thank you for talking to us. And we got some work to do here.
I know, it's playtime. Thank you guys so much.
All right, now that she's off the line, I got to tell you.
Okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Your whole face is red.
No, you always think that I'm a prude, and that's not what it is. My plan for Saturday night will be, you know, I'll open a bottle of wine and we'll pick a show to watch. I mean, that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You notice how alcohol came up several times during this conversation.
Do you need to drink to hang out with me? Is
no.
that it? Is
no,
that
the not issue at all, here? But that's what we enjoy
Hold
doing
Laura
together.
Back.
I just, all these little... These little games and all of these things. I don't want to do any of that.
Okay.
I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to do these things?
I mean, it wouldn't suck.
Oh, my God. Anticipation and creativity seems like a lot of work.
Right.
How about the bills are paid? How about that? How about the lights are on?
Okay.
How about this face?
How about that face?